Many World War II veterans will die with war stories they've never told anyone. And that's a great loss, according to Larry Martin, a Chippewa tribal member and head of the American Indian Studies Program at UW-Eau Claire. He says stories told by elders are essential for his students to learn the Indian way. That's because there are few textbooks with this recorded history. So Martin's team has gone to reservations to record oral histories of elders from Chippewa, Menominee, and Oneida tribes.
Maybe they had a reluctance to begin with, but that it felt good to talk about it. That it was kind of healing in a way to talk to tell these stories.
For example, Lakudere elder Elmo Korn recalled the day during World War II when he and 16 others were on a boat set to land at Normandy Beach.
We hit a mine and blew the whole ass end off that boat. 15 of them went down. 2 of us was left. So this little guy come up to me and he said, "You know, what are we going to do?" I said, "We're going to France." I said, "I come all the way from Alaska, and all this time I'm going to hit France if I have to die."
Now in his 80s, Elmo Korn did swim to the shore then, where he dug a hole in the sand and stayed in it until shrapnel from gunfire ended many hours later. Korn's story is one of 30 interviews done so far by Martin and Professor Michael Hilger. The researchers, Hilger says, wanted to explore the stereotype that some Indians signed up for the military because of a warrior mentality. They found out that wasn't the case.
No, it had nothing to do with that. They decided to enlist because their friends were enlisting or because they felt it was important to fight for America.
Or because there was no work.
And Larry Martin says many were drafted. The interviewers also asked about racism. One of the Chippewa elders served on an elite commando force in World War II. He recalled problems with officers who apparently brought hometown prejudice with them to the military.
The other people, they treated you good, you know. Just someone that must have lived around Indians, they couldn't get along, I guess.
Meanwhile, Larry Martin says this oral history project in Eau Claire will be part of a national project to archive stories of war veterans. For now, though, the grant money for this project to capture stories on tape has run out. Martin is hoping to get support from the tribes to continue. Each elder that participates receives a monetary gift, as well as the traditional gift of tobacco. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.